This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he's with us on a regular basis, at least once a month, and also as needed. And it's a new month, September, school's in session. What's up, Dr. Little?
A great deal is up, Steve. Thank you for allowing me to be here today. We had our board meeting this month, and a lot of just as usual things, doing some transfers for people who moved from one position to another. We also have approved quite a few field trips that relate to the curriculum and various things like that. As far as the school system goes, we have a lot of things going on. The thing that we're very excited about right now is our test scores. We were number 3 in the state in our schools making AYP, average yearly progress, so that's something to be proud of. There were 2 schools ahead of us, and we came in number 3. All of our schools also made their ABC growth in that they either made average growth or they made high growth. And, of course, teachers are very happy because they do get a bonus if their school makes average growth or high growth, and that's shared among all of the teachers in the school. So we're proud of that. We worked very hard last year to address the standard course of study, to meet with teachers at various grade levels, to meet with high school and middle school teachers, to really try to zero in on the standard course of study that we're mandated to teach. And of course, the test comes directly from the standard course of study. We feel that if it's important enough to test, it's important enough to teach. So that's one of the reasons we focus so much on our standard course of study. Oftentimes people think that the curriculum is the textbook, and we're moving away from that. The standard course of study is the curriculum, and then we use the textbook as one of the tools to help teach the curriculum. We're also working to get additional nurses for our county. Last year we picked up a half-time nurse in addition to the 2 full-time. This year we think that we're going to be able to increase that half-time nurse to a full-time through some funding from the state that we've requested. We also have sent in a request to the state for an additional nurse, so I feel pretty good that we're going to be able to pick up this nurse and a half, which will give us a total of 4 nurses for our system, and that will be a tremendous help. In one of the earlier shows, I talked about the fact that we cut quite a few positions out of the central office, and we had put those tasks out into the schools to various people, assistant principals and so forth, and that's working very well. It seems to work in having those people in the school working with teachers at a closer level rather than working from the central office. That is something that we were trying just to see if we could save some money and if we could improve services, and I think that is working. We're working to get ready for our SACS visit, our Southern Association of College and School Visits. We're up for accreditation, and that's a great deal of work. It's an 8-member team. They'll be here in November, so we're laying the groundwork for that. Teachers are working very hard to try to meet the needs of our English as second language students. Teachers are modifying lessons for those students. We're developing individual learning plans for each of the ESL students. We have about 175 ESL students. We are in school improvement for our ESL students, as is all of the systems in the state of North Carolina. No one has met the growth expected for ESL students, so we're just trying to make any improvement we can in that area. For the most part, we're ahead of the other systems in the state in that what we are already doing, we're hearing that they're telling us now that we have to do. So we're a little ahead of the game there, so we should make some improvement there. Teachers are also working on their own individual growth plan. Each teacher has to develop a growth plan that covers personal growth, school level needs as far as school level growth and system level needs. So all of those are being developed. That helps us all to move in the right direction and in the same direction. We are continuing our grade level meetings this year, as well as our secondary grade level meetings. That, again, as I said, focuses on the standard course of study. We're beginning this month to work in our advisory groups. We have our staff advisory group, our teacher assistant group, our student advisory group, parent advisory group, community members advisory group. So all of these groups will be meeting with me to provide input into our program. Class size is going very well. We're at about one teacher to every 22 students in the classroom, on the average K-12, which is very good that we're able to provide that. We started a dropout steering committee to try to meet the needs of dropout students. Our rate is below the state average, but if it's just one or two, that's still too many. We don't want any of our children to drop out. So we're putting a lot of plans in place to try to help with the dropout rate. So as you can see, we have lots of things going in Yancey County in the school system. It's our goal to provide the best possible education for our students and to have teachers work in the best possible environment. I think from what I hear, we're starting to be recognized in the state as a leader, and we're going to continue to do that.
Thank you, Dr. Tom Little. He is the superintendent of schools for Yancey County Schools. He will be back with us again in October. Thank you, sir. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.